Today's best mix in Sussex and Surrey at 102.7 Mercury FM. Many hallowed names have been through these studio doors over the last 18 years.
Hello.
One of them is John Scragg, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today on our big birthday.
No, happy birthday. Is it 18 already?
18 years, would you
18
believe?
18. Coming of age. Yeah.
Oh, how we miss you though, Jonathan.
What, after how many years?
It's been, it must be, what, 5 years?
94.
Is it that long?
94.
80 years?
Yeah.
Good heavens above.
So don't say you've missed me.
We have.
But don't believe a word of it. I miss you too.
Now, of course, you are a long time on breakfast here at Mercury FM. Was it 4 years, wasn't it?
Some would say too long. 5 years it was.
5 years.
5 years.
Five glorious years.
Lovely years.
And there were many, like, what's the sort of the fondest memories you had over those times?
The fondest memory. Apart from you,
yes.
The best memory I have. Do you remember looking back? We did 1 year for Operation Santa Claus.
Oh, we do. Yeah, it's in full swing.
Do you remember
now?
1 year? I did a 24-hour breakfast show.
I do.
Do you remember that?
It was
my best memory is the day after looking in the front page of the Crawley News at seeing that awful picture of me looking like death warmed up or more like cooled down, and I remember thinking to myself at that point, I thought, I've done enough breakfast shows because I look dreadful. I look absolutely dreadful. You make me laugh, you do.
So fat.
Anyway, who did you get on best with? Come on, you can tell us now. You've left now.
Couldn't stand any of them. No, I have very fond memories of all of them. Great memories of people like Danny Pike.
Mm?
Is he coming on the party?
He's done a little mention for us, yes.
Oh, right, okay. I also remember that great broadcaster, Tommy Moffat.
Oh, good old Tommy.
Has he been on Wishing You
Tone's
Well?
Tone's been on, yes.
Tommy Moffat.
He's a lovely chap.
He's a very nice
Mr.
guy.
Mr. Smooth,
yeah, we like him as well, yeah. And what else? What's your memory? I mean, what's your best memory of my days there?
Of your days, I think it was the laughs, really. It was so funny just to work in the station, which had loads of staff and that huge, great, lovely house that we're in, and such a really good team, really.
Well, it's very nice to be back on.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Thanks for joining us today, John.
No, you're
good
welcome.
To see you. You're
all the very best.
Well.
All the very best, and here's to the next 18 years.
Today's best mix, Sussex and Surrey, 102.7 Mercury FM. Of course, it's our 18th birthday today, and we're talking to some of the stars of yesteryear.
That's enough to make us feel old, isn't it?
Russell Pocket.
Hello, Chris Oxlade. How nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you too. You're looking very well, actually.
Thank you. And you too.
Golf ridden.
Enough of these compliments. Let's reminisce, shall we?
So you were there day one, weren't you?
I was, 18 years ago. 8 o'clock in the morning it kicked off. We were drinking champagne already. I was on an air till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Imagine the state I was in by then.
Much the same today.
Indeed.
What's the sort of first memories you had of day one?
There was a lot of very nervous people wandering up around the building, a lot of anticipation. It was very exciting. It really was very exciting because it was the first time this area had its own radio station. And this area, as we know, is a fantastic place to live and, you know, a great place to be. And there were a lot of people behind it. And it was in this huge, wonderful, Grade 2 listed building, Broadfield House, which many people remember well, which where the NSPCC are now.
That's right, yeah.
They're still there, yeah. So it was a fantastic setting, this country house, gardens and fields in the background.
Tennis courts and everything, wasn't it?
Tennis courts, I mean, a wonderful place to have a radio station. It was on 3 floors. In fact, I bumped into Ed Stewart just a few days ago.
Oh,
we
yeah.
were having the same conversation. We didn't realise at the time how lucky we were to be part of that and to, you know, to be able to work in that environment. So that, yeah, that sort of set the scene, and everybody was there. Lots and lots of people around, and fortunately it all worked.
Now, there's a bit of a secret about day one, which was hidden for a decade.
That's right. Well, I seem to remember John Wellington was probably the first voice on air, and he was the original programme director of Mercury. And he did a countdown leading up to 8 o'clock in the morning, and the first presenter to do a programme was Ed Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And we all did an hour each on that first day. But Ed wasn't actually there. Ed had been recorded. Ed was golfing somewhere in Spain, I believe. So at the time, everybody thought we were live from 8 in the morning, but I don't think it was until 9, when possibly it was Tony Mark, the next presenter on, that we were actually live. So that was the big secret from day one, I'm afraid. There you are. It was all
it
the con.
Real. Well, look, thanks very much for coming in, Russ.
Thank
it's
you very much.
Seeing.
No, it's lovely to be here, and a very happy 18th birthday. There's some fantastic people that have worked here through the years and still work here. So enjoy the celebrations, and see you in the next 18.
Sussex and Surrey. 102.7. Mercury FM.